Hey, everybody, it's Physical Friday, and I am coming to you today. Actually, I'm recording this on Thursday, the 6th of May. This is a day I've been looking forward to because it is the day that the online qualifier for the age groups is announced at on the CrossFit Open. And so if you're unfamiliar with the CrossFit movement, the CrossFit Open is a worldwide fitness competition, and it is really to figure out who is the best in the world. And those individuals, both men and women, will go to the CrossFit Games and compete in person. There are opportunities for the rest of us, and that is, it comes in the age group divisions. They have divisions that start at, I think, 30, and move on up to the division that I'm in, which is 50 to 54. And what they did is they take the top 10% of the people who have finished in the open, the worldwide competition. If you finished in the top 10% of your age group, you move on to what is called the age group online qualifier. And that has just been announced. This is the first time I'm looking at it. So I thought we would be interesting to kind of go through this. Now, if you're not into CrossFit, why do you care about the online qualifier? Well, maybe you don't, and maybe you shouldn't. But if you are looking for workouts that are free and offer a good challenge, there are great workouts here, and we're going to go through them right now. What is to be expected and what I'm supposed to do this weekend. I finished in 122nd place in my age group. There were 7,000 people in my age group, and I finished in 122nd. In order to move on to the real games, I have to do quite a bit better than that in this online qualifier. So they'll take the top 10%, and that's going to be 700 people competing for only 20 spots. That will be a real in-person event at the CrossFit Games. If I were to be able to be in the top 20, I could move on to the real CrossFit Games. That's obviously my goal. That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm going to have to do a lot better than I did in the open by over 100 places. So it's not impossible, but we'll see. The thing about the CrossFit world and the CrossFit competitions is rarely do you know what the workout is very far in advance. So all year long, you're just training for movements. You're training for situations that you know are popular in the competitions. Let's just say the Olympic lifting movements, the snatch and the clean and jerk. You're certainly training those all year long. You're training the front squat, the back squat, training all sorts of weightlifting movements. You have to have gymnastic skills in pull-ups and muscle-ups and toes to bar and other things. You need to be able to jump rope well and do double unders. You need to be able to run. You need to row. You need to operate a ski erg. All of these things shouldn't be or should be very familiar to you if you are at this stage of the CrossFit Games. And you never know what they're going to program. And sometimes they bring back an old workout that you've done before and you have some kind of baseline of what to do. And other times it is a brand new one. So they just announced the 2021 online qualifier workouts. I'm looking at masters and teenagers. That's the division that I'm in. I'm looking at the competition age of men 50 to 54. And the first workout is this, 5 rounds for time, 15 handstand pushups, 15 dumbbell shoulder to overheads, 15 calorie row. So you're going to do 15 handstand pushups, 15 dumbbell shoulder to overhead, 15 calorie row, 5 times as fast as you possibly can. This is all happening with 50-pound dumbbells. There's a time cap of 20 minutes. So that means if you just finished 4 rounds in 20 minutes, you would have to stop, and that would be your score. So there is a score submission deadline here. So I have to go to some place that has a real judge that's completed a judge's course, and then I also have to video the workout, and I have to submit both of those by Friday, May 7th, 12 p.m. noon Pacific time. So that is basically I have 24 hours to do the first 2 workouts. So that one doesn't actually look too bad for me. I'm pretty good at handstand pushups, dumbbell shoulder to overheads. That's fine. And rowing is no problem. So that one actually looks pretty good. as we move on to the next one, I have a feeling that things are going to change and it's not going to be that easy throughout. And I was right, because here it is. Four time, the second workout is 60 glute ham developer, which is a machine where you actually, we'll show you here on the, this girl's doing it. She's sitting on a glute ham developer, and you will go all the way back, touch the ground, and come forward. A pretty hard version of a sit-up. 60 GHD sit-ups, which is a lot. 6 rope climbs at 15 feet. That's great. I love rope climbs. 60 alternating single leg squats. That could be a problem. 50 GHDs, 5 rope climbs, 50 alternating single leg squats, 40 GHD sit-ups, 4 rope climbs, 40 alternating single leg squats. There's a time cap of 20 minutes on that one. And score submission deadline is again Friday, May 7th, 12 p.m. noon. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time. So I have 24 hours to do those two workouts. Then there'll be 3 more that I have to complete over the weekend. The third workout is a very easy 75 cleans at 135 pounds. And 300 double unders. I guess you can you can split those up any way you want. Interesting. It doesn't have any instructions on how you are supposed to split those up. So I guess you split them up any way you want to. Time cap on that is 15 minutes. Score submission deadline, Saturday, May 8th at 12 noon. So I have until Saturday to do that one. And the fourth workout is another very easy workout of a 4-rep max front squat. So what this will be is you have 20 minutes to load the barbell and complete a four front squats with as heavy a weight as you possibly can. So you won't be able to put it back into the rack. You'll have to pick it up out of the rack, front squat it 4 times, and you have 20 minutes to do that. So you could attempt it as many times as you want. Obviously, there's going to be some sort of a warm-up. I checked with my friend Zach Rollins from Along the Keel, who is an accomplished Olympic weightlifter, and got a kind of a strategy for warming up for this one. So I feel okay about that one. And number 5 is going to be 4-time, 12-9-6 reps of overhead squat and burpee box jump overs. Here's the problem, though. Oh, it's an overhead squat. Okay, that's not as bad of a problem as I thought. I thought this was going to be snatch. So overhead squat, but here is the problem. It's 165 pounds, which that's pretty heavy for me, and a burpee box jump over at 30 inches on the box. So this is a very aggressive workout for my age group. I think that it would be more common to see that overhead squat at like 135 pounds or even 95 pounds for old people like me, but they don't want to do that. This is obviously going to be used as a major separator. First of all, can you do a single overhead squat at 165 pounds, much less 12, then 9, then 6 of those? And can you even jump over a 30-inch box? Yes, I can, but not real fast. So that is very interesting. The score submission deadline here is Sunday, May 9th, and that is due on noon Pacific time. So again, 3 o'clock. Those 5 workouts, those are the workouts. And, you know, this is kind of uncharted territory here, because some of these workouts, you know, have movements in them that I'm very, very comfortable with. Some of these workouts have movements in them that I'm not so comfortable with, like number 2, the single legged alternating squat. That one's going to be hard. So I'm really looking forward to the 60 GHD sit-ups. I feel comfortable there. I have a GHD here that we use every single day. 6 rope climbs. Rope climbs are one of my favorite things. But then this is the thing that CrossFit does, and what actually makes me like it so much, is that maybe you have 2 movements in here that you really do like, and then there is one that is going to present you a problem. And it's different for everyone. Someone else might not like the GHDs, but they're really good at rope climbs and single leg squats. Whatever. It offers an opportunity for everyone to kind of excel, or it really pokes holes in your current fitness and in your current skills. So that this one's going to be pretty hard. I think I'll choose to do that one tomorrow. And this afternoon, I will probably take on this first workout of handstand pushups, dumbbell shouldered overheads, and a 15 calorie row. That one doesn't look like it would leave me too sore. And then I'll try the other one tomorrow. And hopefully that will, you know, I'll get a couple of good scores there. So whether you're in the CrossFit Games age group online qualifier or not, I hope that you kind of find it interesting. One thing that you can do, this is one of the reasons why I like CrossFit so much, is because if you are interested at all, unlike sports like professional football, something, you know, along the lines of that, to where you look at people doing something that seems amazing on the field, but you couldn't actually do that in your backyard. You couldn't go and see how amazing these people are by going and trying to do exactly the same thing in your backyard. In CrossFit, you can do that. All the workouts are exactly the same. You can try them in your backyard, or you can try them on the floor of the CrossFit Games. It's going to be exactly the same. It's a barbell that weighs something, and it's a movement that requires some standards. And you can actually compare yourself to the best in the world. And believe me, the ones that are in my age group are not the best in the world. You're looking at people like Noah Olson, Matt Frazier, Rich Froning, these kind of guys that are literally the best in the world. You can watch them do these workouts, and then you can go try to do them on your own. Oftentimes, you need to scale back the weight and maybe even the reps to be able to even complete what these guys are doing. Or some of the women like Tia Claire Toomey, one of the most dominating female athletes really in any sport right now. She is just absolutely dominating the CrossFit world. It's fun for me to go and do the workouts with her weight and see that if I can even come close to doing what she's doing. And usually, no, it's not. I cannot come close to doing what she's doing. She is literally an absolutely amazing athlete and really fun to watch. So that's one of the things I like about it. Maybe you're interested in it too, but anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. So wish me luck. I'm going to be trying to make it to the games. In order to do that, I need to improve a lot, and I need to have some really good scores on these workouts. So I'll be counting on you guys to give me some positive thoughts, push me through that dark place and into you know, a situation that I can make a good score and maybe show up on the leaderboard. All right. That's Physical Friday for today. Whether you're doing the CrossFit Games or you're just out there getting a walk in the beautiful sunshine or going for a swim or a run or getting on the bicycle, do something this weekend that gets you active and gets you outside and lets you have a really good time, because that's what Physical Friday is all about here at the Tom Rowland Podcast. It's all about doing things so that you can take care of yourself, so that you can do more of the things that you really love, like hunting and fishing and going out and hiking with your family and riding a bicycle with your kids. That's what we're trying to do here. Whether we make it to the CrossFit Games or not, that is not the goal. The goal is to be our physical best so that we can do the things that we love more. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. We'll talk to you next week. See ya. Have a great weekend.